The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning and welcome. It's Oliver Callan in for Ryan for the next hour. Live from the Radio Éireann Studio 6, loaded up with Dettol wipes. And I've got the hands of a Norwegian fisherman with all the washing and scrubbing. I'm sure you do too. So how are we coping in this, our nation of hermits? We are open to your thoughts and ideas on the text 51551 and on email ryan@rte.ie. It is Thursday, the 26th of March, all day long. And it's foggy, I think, around the country. No lovely sunrise to greet me at 6:30 this morning. Just a big sulky sky. But there is dry, bright weather forecast for the next few days, even though it's going to be very cold. But it'll be that nice, crisp, clean coldness. Might be nice to get out for a walk, but if you must go outdoors, do so in small groups. Avoid other people. Be sensible. Hashtag Hermit Ireland. Now, doing the rounds on the WhatsApp and online, some of your gags going around the place. I have one which is about it's a handler speaking to President Trump. Mr. President, two Brazilian officials have tested positive for the coronavirus.
Wow, that's serious. How many is two Brazilian? Sounds like a lot. Sounds like a really lot. With a lot of people.
And of course, we might laugh and recoil in horror at some of the stuff Trump has been saying about the pandemic that was nothing to worry about until, of course, he knew it was something to worry about and he's got a grip on it. But and everyone was predicting this would be the end. His presidency is exploding. But as we learned in the last few hours, his approval ratings are actually shooting up. You know, America, we do love you, but we'll never understand you. Now, one of the theories I was reading in The Guardian this morning is that Joe Biden, the presumptive presidential nominee, has been missing in action. And hashtag Where is Joe has been trending on Twitter in the US. There are conspiracy theories that the 77-year-old is ill himself, which have been denied by Biden. And apparently he has said himself that he wants to do video briefings with his team and keep his campaign going, but he has logistical challenges, saying the ceilings in his home are too low, making lighting a challenge. And as this columnist says, if Biden can't figure out a home studio, how is he going to solve a global health crisis? So it's really good for Mr. Trump right now. Other things doing the rounds every few days. This is helpful advice, by the way. Every few days, it would be smart to put your jeans on and to make sure they still fit, because pyjamas and sweatpants will have you believe that all is well. That's a sensible one there. Prediction: there will be a minor baby boom in 9 months' time, and then one day in 2033, we shall witness the rise of the quarantines. The quarantines, you see? Tweet from James Blunt. During lockdown, while many other artists are doing mini concerts from their homes, I thought I'd do you all a favour and not. He's very funny on the old Twitter, is Mr. Blunt. Now, we were discussing yesterday the joy of snooping on TV presenters' homes and radio presenters' homes and judging them on their decor. Well, The Guardian has a whole piece on it. You don't want people judging your decor. Krishnan Gurumurthy, who is the well-known presenter, co-presenter of Channel 4 News, has been presenting from his home. And he says the biggest risk is the neighbours know what's going on. Having warned people I'd be doing it, he says, I have a couple of friends who think it would be very funny to ring the doorbell just when he's on air. So that's something to work out. Actually, we had spotted Marty Morrissey on RTE News yesterday doing a piece from his shed, and it nearly broke the Twitter machine in Ireland because Claire Byrne has obviously started the trend from her shed, and people were wondering, is this the same shed? Or is Marty, are they all buying the same shed? The thing I spotted most was that Marty has an IKEA lamp because I have the same lamp. But Marty was doing his thing. He's broadcasting from home and he's Marty, and he has suspended the Marty party. So be careful. Now, you can have a little Marty party in your bath, because the IrishTimes.com tells us that a daily bath may lower the risk of heart disease and stroke. Taking a daily bath could significantly lower the risk of stroke, according to newly published research. It found that the temperature of the bath had a bearing when it comes to the risk of heart disease. Those who preferred a hot bath showed 35% lower risk of overall cardiovascular disease compared to a 26% lower risk for those who liked it just warm. I think just warm, if you get it too hot, I kind of come out in too much of a sweat. And actually, just before things were shutting down, I managed to buy a box using a voucher that I got as a Christmas present I got a box of seaweed from Voyeno, the Sligo company. So I'm going to be bathing in seaweed at the weekend, and happier to know that it's going to reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke if we have enough baths. So that's something to do, something you rarely do, because obviously you're rushing out and you're having a shower. Now you can wake up and you can have yourself a lovely, delicious bath. Now, another tweet, something completely different. Chris Lang Writer tweets, "My son just asked me a question which is so unanswerable that I fear it may rip a hole in the very fabric of the space-time continuum." I think this question might tell us where kids' brains are these days when they've got so much time to think. The child asked him, "Why is there no mouse-flavoured cat food?" I mean, it's a good point. You have chicken gravy, you have kind of food that's based on what we like, but mouse-flavoured cat food, I mean, get onto it. Now, we all know Disney Plus is just launching. What an amazing timing for them to launch Netflix and everything. But if you want something a little bit different, the IFI archive is also available to stream online. They have lots of things. Archive going from 1897, 1,200 hours of content. You have old documentaries, Alive, Alive, Oh, A Requiem for Dublin. They have which is looking at the treatment of Dublin's street traders during the Celtic Tiger years. You have another must watch, according to the journal.ie, Our Dover Fane, an award winning documentary, which tells of the lives and tragic deaths of 10 young men who emigrated from Achill Island to Glasgow to work on potato fields. So that's the IFI archive. Check it out if that's your bag. Lots of history and so on. And we've been just talking about the everyday heroes, I suppose. And from the Irish Examiner, we read this morning, the Cork's penny dinners received the gift of a deep clean to help keep the food going. So they've said that people, older people, particularly in isolation even before this has begun, and in isolation now even more so, they're telling the people that all the worries they should face now, food should not be one of them. Their soup kitchen premises, Cork's Penny Dinners, underwent a specialist deep clean to ensure their volunteers can continue to supply food to those in need across the city during the COVID-19 crisis. Specialist contractors, Sanitise Ireland, donated their time to do the deep clean for free using a process that company spokesman Lloyd Cray said has been clinically proven to kill the new coronavirus. It's an expensive treatment, by the way, €800 for 5 litres, but they did it for free for the charity. McRae himself is a volunteer with Mallow Search and Rescue. So lots of nice things going there. Lots of nice kind of voluntary work and stuff just to keep us going and keep our spirits up. Now, if you're in need of pampering and you're worried about the grey hair and the roots showing when you're on the Zoom teleconferences to work, Lisa Armstrong, head of fashion at The Telegraph, tells us that there are things you can do. What can you do? Everything you need to know about covering grey hair and root growth at home. And basically, it's kind of contacting Josh Wood, who does colour kits in Ireland. He's obviously a fashion hair salon, all of that. And you can book a free 15-minute video consultation with Wood or one of his team to guide you through. His advice is practical and realistic. While it's perfectly possible to do a decent job of maintaining root colour at home, there's no point in being precious about it. Concentrate on the parting and the hairline around your face, what the pros call the T-line, which is all that anyone on those conference calls will see. So maybe someone in Ireland will do those kind of video consultations and show you how to keep those roots up. I know a woman who pampered herself, treated herself to shellac nail polish. This is this extra strong heat, kind of heated nail polish that's been welded onto your fingertips to make you look only beautiful. And having problems, though, to get rid of it now that the salons are closed. Somebody in the Tuberty team has suggested acetone. You can get it from a pharmacy, apparently, but you'd be very careful with it. It is a dangerous chemical. And Brenda Donoghue, our own RTE's Brenda Donoghue, has been quoted saying that in these times, it's going to be the first time she's ever seen her real nails in years. Yes, difficult, difficult times for everyone. Good news as well from the teams that make medical dramas. So BBC's Casualty and Holby City, the two prime medical dramas in the UK, are donating their protective equipment that they use for costume and medical supplies that they use as props. They're giving it all to the NHS. This follows the American dramas doing the same thing, Grey's Anatomy, Station Grey, Station 19, and The Good Doctor, which is another big show over there. By the way, the BBC on this London Independent article, the Graham Norton show is going to be continuing on, not quite as usual, but it's going to feature star guests, I presume 2 metres apart from each other. And they've announced special programmes to air in place of Eurovision and Glastonbury. So Eurovision Come Together will be screened on the day that the final was due to take place in Rotterdam. It's going to feature classic performances and a look of what would have been in 2020 and in June on what would have been the 50th anniversary of the now cancelled Glastonbury. The BBC will host a weekend of the best of music across radio, television and online. And we'll hear more from what our own crowd will be doing as well, and we'll let you know as that happens. Another lovely story from the Examiner, the Irish Examiner. Business at one of the country's only jigsaw and puzzle companies has gone through the roof since the start of the pandemic crisis. While they would normally produce 2,000 games and puzzles every year, Mary and Graham Gosling have sold more than that in just 3 weeks. So the couple, whose Gosling Games company is based outside Clonakilty in West Cork, they're struggling to cope with the demand. It's like three or four Christmases all coming together with the amount of demand. The couple have run out of their best-selling travel-based board game Discover Ireland, which has already sold 250,000 to date. An amazing story. They had launched the whole thing back in 1987 when they were running a guest house and raising a family. Board games are really popular. We have Pandemic, which we ordered online, a board game. Although my Family Fun WhatsApp group thought it was in bad taste. But it's not. It's a game. Nobody wins or loses. You kind of play together and you try to defeat the pandemic. And it took hours and hours. Myself and John were at it on Sunday for hours. And we eventually found the cures. Only we realised a few minutes later that it was a board game. It wasn't real. But maybe there is a cure coming. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Now, if you are looking for books and things like that, children's books are doing gangbusters online. The Amazon ranking shows sales of children's books are flying. The Big Book of Silly Jokes for Kids is top of the list. It's a 3-in-1 collection. Rob Elliott is the author there. You have to go all the way down to number 5 to find an adult's book, which is Where the Crawdads Sing. I know this programme is a big fan of that. I found it very nice myself. But don't forget the Irish suppliers of books as well. Keep them going. Eason.com, Kenny's.ie, DubrayBooks.ie. So I think books are doing actually very well. I did a bit of a stockpile myself, only I realised laterally I've been reading very kind of end-of-the-worldy type material. The Beekeeper of Aleppo is the one I've been reading, and although it's a very sad and tragic story, it's somehow hopeful, and it's, you know, we're not going through what they went through in Aleppo in this part of the world, and there's such hope and such a beautiful, beautiful story, and it kind of sent me off to sleep in a very nice way. Now, speaking of all those Amazon suppliers, there are COVIDiots in the whole crisis at the moment, and Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, has asked public to donate to the Amazon Employees Relief Fund. So you can imagine a company worth $1 trillion got quite a backlash by asking members of the public to basically donate to raise money for his contract employees, even though they've, I think, hired 100,000 extra people in America. They're doing a lot of trade because everything has moved online, and he's not number one person at the moment. Let's face it. Now, 51551, your texts are flying into us. I'm told by Ed that it was Marty's sauna and not the shed. Well, he was wearing a suit. Well, maybe Marty wears a suit in the sauna. It's a Marty sauna. But of course, it's only a sauna for one right now. But when the party comes back, it could be a sauna for many, if you know what I mean. Good morning, Oliver. I've always loved Callan's Kicks, but now you are making me laugh every morning. Thank you so much. I was also wondering why Marty was in Claire's shed. You're a treasure, says Maura. Thank you very much for your kind comments. But Callan's Kicks is still going on, the real thing, on Friday evening. And the Dáil is sitting today. They're very, very busy. It's their 9th sitting day since the 10th of December. So they're doing a 12-hour shift. So, you know, they're precious people. I'm not sure in the 12 hours if they're going to be announcing, you know, a cull on unvouched expenses. We'll have to stay tuned to that. And maybe for those of us in the slagging business, we might have a new government formed. But they're still talking about weeks on end, because after Sunday we can't pass laws. Anyway, it's all terribly complicated stuff. I'm sure Sean O'Rourke will fill you in on that after 10 o'clock. Tom says Irish distillers are going to produce sanitizer gel. Will they be doing a Bailey's scented one? Not a bad idea. I mean, that's what they're making. It's 60% alcohol. It could smell nice, although I think the Irish Handmade Soap Company is doing a nice smelling one. I've taken all these soaps that I hadn't been using out, and there's nice little, I think there's one like moss and grapefruit or something I'm using at the moment. We're discovering all of these weird things, including spices and stuff we would never dream of at the back of presses. And we found a little travel-sized hand foam, antiviral hand foam. It's like finding money in an old coat. Please express my gratitude to all the healthcare assistants caring for people all over the country, and a particular shout out to all those carers working in TLC City West caring for my mother Kay. We are delighted to do that for you, Ger. Great question from the little boy. This little boy who is going, why is there no mouse flavoured cat food? This texter is wondering, why is there no cat flavoured dog food? Yikes. Norman and Bray, one more before we go to our tune this morning. Quentin Tarantino was on the same page as your texter's son. Matt Damon fed his dog tins of rat and raccoon flavoured dog food in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I didn't spot that, Norman, actually, in that film, which I very much enjoyed. Some lovely colourful swearing in it, isn't there? The time is 20 minutes after the hour of nine. Here's an Irish band. See if you enjoy this bit of a bop. Now, that is the Dublin four-piece Wild Youth, Long Time No See, which is kind of appropriate in these days because that's how we're all feeling and that's what we'll all be saying, hopefully, sooner rather than later. Some of your texts are still piling in at 51551. You can email us also, ryan@rte.ie. Ed tells me I'm going bald and my five-year-old grandson asks, why is my head growing out through my hair? Lovely. Baby boom, someone says, more like a spike in divorce rates. In fact, they're saying quite the opposite, that people are reconnecting and people are going to live together, and husbands and wives and couples and boyfriends and girlfriends and boyfriends and boyfriends and girlfriends and girlfriends are doing getting all together, and it's all solidarity and everything. Let me see. I was contacted by my salon yesterday. They've offered to send me a colour kit via courier. They're sending all the bits I need and have supplied all the information. So hopefully that works out, because it can go horribly wrong, can't it, if you're trying to dye your old hair. Tip, someone says up tip and ask for more Pascal. They want more Pascal as well, who's been reaching out to Conor McGregor because we're in the Twilight Zone now and everything is just completely mad, and Conor McGregor and Pascal Donoghue are in dialogue together. That's the world we live in together. I don't know if you saw Conor McGregor's wild address to the nation. I think he just wanted to shout, lockdown, we need a lockdown now, and called him on the president to use his powers to get the military to lock down. I'm not sure what Conor McGregor's understanding of the president's powers are, but maybe he just needs to catch up a bit on the news. It's Oliver Callan here in for Ryan. Keep your text coming on 51551. Now, good morning, Oliver. I live outside Ballygar in County Galway. I run and walk many small roads and lanes near my house every day. The increased illegal dumping of household waste and recyclables over the last 2 weeks is staggering. I'm wondering if you could highlight this unwelcome and illegal activity, as I'm sure it's happening in many places throughout the country. With so much time on our hands, people are busy spring cleaning, dumping their rubbish in the most beautiful and pristine of places. Environmental vandalism. That's in from Jared. Yeah, I mean, and there's not a lot we can do, because there are, I know there are cameras in certain, black spots for this illegal dumping, but it's going on, unfortunately. And these are the COVIDiots who are using this difficult time for everyone. Now, people want me to clarify that when I was quoting Miriam Lord and the witless poltroons, I am referring to the people doing the spitting and the coughing, not Simon Harris, who is very popular at the moment, even though just a few weeks ago, this politics is a strange thing. There was going to be a vote of no confidence in him, but we're very happy to have him now. And he, in fairness, you can't fault his work rate. He's been out and about, I think, pretty much every day since this thing has started. And he obviously, because practicing physical distancing as he's moving between government buildings and the Department of Health, he found himself in front of these witless poltroons who attacked him. And people are wondering, can we ask the government to implement a law to prosecute people who intentionally cough or spit on people? The Corona Challenge on TikTok and so on. If they are kids, punish their parents. Why are social media allowing this on their platforms? Well, I suppose because most of the stuff on the social media is fine. Are you going to be punishing the decent people if you try to pull the whole thing down? But yeah, I mean, name and shame people who are doing the prosecuting. I know in America, there was some goon who was licking products on a shelf in Walmart, and he has been arrested and charged with posing a terrorist threat. That's the way to deal with them. But we don't have those heavy laws. We don't have heavy laws in Ireland. But we should consider them, whether it's assault and so on. I'm not a lawyer, so maybe someone would clarify whether it is a crime and whether we can get them and name the guards, and the guards can charge them and so on.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. It's Oliver in for Ryan. Keep your text coming. 51551. Hi, Oliver. I wonder, would Conor McGregor's whiskey be of any use as a hand sanitizer? In which case, he might make it available to the nation, says Barry Green in Inchicore. He is, I think, offering, and that's what he was saying in his messages to Pascal Donoghue, he was spending $1 million on PPE. This is the personal protective equipment, and he was going to donate it to us. So that's good news. If, you know, he's not the most wholesome character, perhaps, but, you know, he's doing that sort of thing. At least he's promised anyway. And let's hope he delivers on that. That was a shocking story, says Anya from County Clare. Just to add to all the other shocking stories of delinquent behaviour and disrespect for others' safety, it might be an idea for people to have phones with them out walking and running, be ready to take pictures of these brats And name and shame them. If enough of this happened, it might stop what is criminal behaviour. Somebody else says, it could be wrong, but I think spitting is illegal here since the TB epidemic. And I think there were other, pandemics of infectious diseases. The HIV/AIDS was a pandemic, and I think still is classified as a pandemic. And there were, spitting, anything like that was deemed illegal. So we just have to stamp this out. But unfortunately, it seems that going out on your own is not the safest thing to do, particularly in urban areas, so long as these witless poltroons keep it going. Now, we have to keep you dancing, though, to keep your spirits up. It's just after 10 to 10. Have a listen to this. And that's all the crack we have for you for today. Keep away from the spitting witless poltroons. Keep the spirits up and stay safe. Sean O'Rourke is next.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.